Welcome to Experience Health Radio, presented by Cingala Consulting. Cingala Consulting was founded on the basic principle that the patient should be at the center of every decision made by healthcare organizations. Our mission is to help these organizations realize their investments in technology, employees, clinicians, and most importantly, their patients. We bring together industry leaders on air each week to engage in conversations about the patient experience with a focus on the developments in areas that have the greatest opportunity for improvement in healthcare today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us again today. I'm AJ Malaraño, founder of Cingala Consulting and today's host of Experience Health Radio. As always, we're excited to share with our audience our experiences and the experiences of our guests every week on demand through our website, and you can also download them through iTunes. Today's topic is building from the ground up. We're going to talk about today the actual brick-and-mortar aspect of building a contact center. We talk a lot about contact centers here on Experience Health Radio, but we've never really focused on the actual physical brick-and-mortar building and just how important that is. The layout, the structure, the furniture, the rules that lie within that contact center, and believe it or not, all of these aspects of building an actual contact center is key to the success of what you are doing today and how you approach things later down the road. Our guest today, we're very excited about this, and that it is a client of ours who has started from square one, Rochester Regional, located in New York, is building a brand new state-of-the-art contact center that is opening in a few weeks. Actually, Jason will talk a little bit more about that opening, and it's going to be one of the most advanced contact centers in healthcare today. I'm very excited to welcome Jason Zawozinski to the show, or we call him Jay-Z. Jason is currently the Senior Project Manager of Operations at Rochester Regional, and he's overseeing, along with his team, the building of the new contact center. Jason has been with Rochester Regional for nearly 10 years now, first as an application specialist, and then as an EMR trainer, manager, responsible for the design, development, and implementation of learning solutions related to Epic, among other responsibilities. Jason earned his bachelor's degree and MBA from Rochester Institute of Technology. I know from experience, Jason is an absolute great guy to work with, very detail-oriented, motivates individuals on his team to look for the best way to get things done. And as you can imagine, not only creating a centralized contact center, but building one has a lot of opinions associated with it, a lot of roadblocks, a lot of political struggles, and ultimately, we're all trying to work for the best and create that that patient experience and the physician experience that is second to none. So with that, I want to welcome Jason to the show. Jason, welcome.
Thank you, AJ. Thanks for having me on today.
So, Jason, I give a little bit of background of you know, your typical bio stuff, but talk to us about how does one go from an analyst to a trainer managing the training of a large-scale EMR implementation, specifically in your case, Epic, to now overseeing the building of a contact center or communication center, as you guys call it?
Well, not really your typical journey, I guess what you're getting at there. But, yeah, so I was involved, you know, starting about 10 years ago in the call center. We have, which we'll get into a little bit later, several distinct call centers here at Rochester Regional. It just sort of got involved in all of the technologies, the different aspects, the training, rolling out, you know, the latest and greatest, whether it be, you know, an actual call center tool or some of the other tools throughout the organization. And then really shifted into some organizational training, you know, obviously still in my role in the call center. And then we ultimately had a choice of an EMR, and as you referenced, chose Epic, and, you know, very detailed software we had in our call center for our nurses and the clinical side of it. So I had some experience with that clinical training. So got involved in the Epic world, and then, you know, about a year ago, switched into the project management role and really dive into building the communication center, which was really the first task out of the gate with sort of developing the program to go along with the overall, you know, actual facility.
Sure. And when you guys were doing this and evaluating it, and I know that Cingola Consulting came on after really the decision was made to go down the path of building your own, what were some of the factors that went into your decision of, should we create our own, should we outsource this, or should we just keep things decentralized? What was some of your understanding of why you went down this road?
Really, it was, you know, first and foremost about patient experience. You know, from the highest level in our organization, our senior leaders actually set a strategic initiative for this year to really hone in on the patient experience, both on, you know, the actual clinical, you know, at the hospitals or in the clinic settings, mm-hmm. or whether it be on the phone, through email, to really have a standard and set into place. So, you know, right out of the gate for 2014, that was a goal, and prepping for it was the task. We did go a little bit cart in front of the horse here, where we actually, we'll talk through, secured a facility before we actually had some details around that initiative. But as anyone in healthcare knows, getting actual physical location is not the easiest part of the project. So we sort of, you know, jumped in feet first and went at it.
Any, you know, looking back on it, I know you guys are scheduled to open this here in a couple of weeks, actually on the 29th. Looking back on that, anything that you would have done differently with really kind of designing the contact center before looking at the operations of that, or did it kind of run in parallel?
It actually ran in parallel. You know, out of the gate, we were a little bit worried, you know, going in the reverse order, but it actually is worked, you know, very well, you know, in alignment to what we thought. Obviously, small changes along the way, seating and sort of who gets to be where and what services in this area. But I think overall, you know, it has actually gone very smoothly, believe it or not. And I mean, you're partnering with us. You know a little bit about the details. And, you know, we're excited. We actually open up the 29th, have more of a soft opening the next weekend to get some of the 24/7 services in there to at least, you know, get their feet wet before we open the doors 7 a.m. on Monday morning.
Wow, exciting. Exciting as well as nerve-wracking. I could speak from direct experience.
Yeah.
talk to us a little bit, Jason, about what the state-of-the-art communication center is going to look like. Well, what are some of the aspects inside?
Yeah, so, you know, reference, you know, we, is like most organizations, have several distinct call centers, or if they even call them call centers, scattered throughout their organization. So, you know, we identified really, you know, 24 distinct call centers, many more that, you know, as we continue this journey, we're finding small, you know, 4 to 6 person call centers at a site, just based on the volume where we pull them away from the front desk. But, you know, really wanted to build, you know, and have that standard experience. So as simple as standard phone trees, how greetings, you know, when the phone's answered. So what we did is identified, you know, really some of our larger call centers to move day one. We're moving in a space just a little bit over 20,000 square feet. And, you know, we're moving 87 individuals on day one that'll be starting up and working as of 7 a.m. on the 29th. We do have, you know, a really unique design in there. We have a product called Resolve, or we refer to them as zigzag cubes, which we actually, you know, really bit into when we did some of our, you know, site visits and some of the benchmarking calls that we did with other leading organizations that are doing very similar work. So it's a really different environment for the employees, where it's not your traditional, you know, three-walled cube that's high and you could just see someone's eyes peeking over the top of them. It's really an open atmosphere, you know, really to engage the team to work together. So, you know, it's a really slick looking environment, and I know, you know, we sent you some pictures and happy to share those with anyone interested in some more detail.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a note for our guests. We've been through social media, through our Twitter account, been posting some of these pictures along the way, and I invite our guests to go on to either the Cingala site or our Twitter site to see some of this. And of course, we'll continue doing that as the group moves in. So, Jason, you talked about the zigzag, and I also noticed the colors there are not your typical taupe or just gray. They're very inviting and warm. Is that on purpose, or was that all that they offered?
Yeah, we're looking, the space that we're in is, does have some natural light, which is always great, but, want to make it inviting. We want to have not only the employees enjoy coming in every day, but anyone who's using that space, to really see that, the investment was made, on the back end of that patient experience. So, the colors aren't the normal hospital colors, if you will. We have bright greens and purples and oranges scattered throughout and blues. But it was really on purpose to really make, that a place where people want to come to work. And you referenced the cues. Well, they're not traditional, and, obviously we'll take a little bit of adjustment. Each of the team members that have been up there, as they see them and get to, sit in them and experience them, actually we see if they begin to like them a little bit. They're not up in that space, but just through the discussions and some of the samples we had set up. And it's really, just changing how, our team works, with the shift in healthcare to more patient-centered care, managing the patient. It's really, it takes a team to do that. And
right.
As if you call one person, you may call back 5 minutes later, and it could be the person sitting next to me. And, to be able to have a quick conversation or to, just really provide a great service for that patient or even if it's a team member, because, our help desk is included in this move as well.
Which is very interesting. The IT help desk, so the internal help desk, is also within this environment. And as our audience knows, though it's still customer service, whether that's your internal customer or your external customer. And the satisfaction, the expectations, the way we handle those customers should all be the same. Jason, with an open floor plan, any concern about noise levels? What precautions have you guys put into place for that?
Personally, I don't have many concerns. Having the training background, we actually, this is actually one of my third build on our campus here. First being, our Epic team moving, then I built a training center partnering with our construction team, and we actually have installed some sound masking devices in the ceilings. Some were there, we had to put a few more in, and we actually, it's called in the industry pink and white noise. Don't know the technical terms, but it actually allows you to have a conversation and not hear the person next to you. We had our worries, and I had my doubts when I, was training 5,000 team members for Epic install, but we had cases where a trainer who's very loud, like you or myself, AJ, we'd get complaints that the students in the back of the class couldn't hear them because we had the sound masking devices up too loud. So it actually muffles the voice and sort of distorts the sound. So it'll allow in the shape of the zigzags, on traditional cubes right on the other side of my wall, I'd have someone in identical cube next to me with our computers basically touching if there was no divider. The zigzags actually space them out so no one is actually, if you were to look over the cube, directly across. So it actually staggers
right.
The voice and the sound part of
wow.
it as well.
Wow, very impressive. And just to give a visual to our audience, as you walk into the communication center, you can see from one end of the floor to the other end without any issue or obstruction, obviously, than your typical support beams. But an individual manager, supervisor can literally walk the floor if any agents are having problems. Very easy to see if they're having issues. There's reader boards in place. So everything is really wide open, and it looks and functions in a way that is exactly what it is, that as a team. Jason, what's the capacity and where, or I guess what's the phase one? I know you mentioned you're going to bring in 80-some people on Monday. We'll talk through that process. But when you bring them in, what's the what's the phase one footprint, and then what's your capacity then?
Yeah, so 87 moving in day one, including the offices and the zigzag cubes. We currently have a max for cube space of 141. We actually argued for one more because, you know, had to move some stuff around. We got an extra cube in there in the current near 20,000 square foot space. We do actually have a wing. It's, if you envision it, it's a very large open area, and then there's actually, it would be an L, you know, the outside of the building, where we have actually painted, put the carpets in, and everything but the furniture. So we are already getting a quote to expand in that space. So we're hoping by next week, Friday, to actually see how many people we could fit over in that section of the project. Day one, the door
right.
will be locked. No one will have access. But we're hoping, you know, to very quickly by the end of 2015 to get to that 141 by sort of relocating some of these call centers I mentioned and services into the centralized space. You know, as part of also introducing a new contact center technology in early 2015 to really take advantage of, you know, multimedia capabilities, which I know you've talked about on your show in the past. So,
So with 141 people coming in, Jason, obviously from different departments, different areas, different subcultures within Rochester Regional, what's the plan to bring everybody together and work in an environment as one?
Yeah, that's always a difficult part of any project, you know, that I've been on, is you have distinct groups who are used to cubes or used to a certain space coming into a shared, you know, co-located environment. You know, we are in the process of phasing that out now, and what services, you know, we would bring over and centralize next. Obviously, you know, it'd be easier to bring some of the smaller services over, but at the same time, you know, it's our intent to, you know, really take advantage of this contact center and turn us into a revenue generator for the hospital and focus in on, you know, key services that do that. So we're in the early stages of the really Q2 2015 and beyond planning. And it's really, you know, not a project where, as a project manager, you tend to want to, you know, you move on to your next project after. This is a 5-year, 7-year journey, and it's probably going to just continue on and keep growing. Obviously, we'll run out of space eventually, but, you know, we're prepared to, that'll actually be a good thing. You know, it means we'll be doing a great job, and we'll adapt as we tend to do.
And, of course, you hope, I mean, we run in parallel if this, if everything goes according to plan. It's 141 now, but the thought is also to create self-serve environments so that as we take on more phone calls in there, it doesn't necessarily mean that we need more staff. We just reallocate existing staff or existing seats, and really the demand from patients and even physicians is most of the time, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'd rather go to my mobile device, I'd rather go online at my leisure and be able to schedule and register and do those things. So the thought is to run a truly integrated communication center that handles your traditional phone calls, but also anything to do with online support, whether that's through chat or support on getting access and things like that. So this truly is an omni-channel communication center that maybe day one will be and function very similar to what it's doing today, decentralized, but as it grows and we add new technology, those types of things all come together as one. It makes it much easier when it's all centralized.
Yeah,
so,
I couldn't agree more. You know, as we...
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, as we, you know, look to do that, obviously, our goal actually is to reduce call volume, you know, and shift to what the patient is actually expecting. So, you know, we use Epic, as mentioned, and MyChart is growing for us, and the demand not only through phone calls but through requests through the application, you know, are growing exponentially, and we, you know, want to be able to very quickly respond to our patients.
Right. So what is the response, both from those getting ready to move in and those individuals or departments that this communication center is going to be supporting?
Yeah, you know, obviously with the move, everyone's a little bit nervous. It's a new space, you know, to sort of find, you know, where you fit into the overall large change. But, you know, overall it's been received well. You know, we've been trying to cascade as best as we can. You know, our plan day one is not to really have a large formal we've opened, and that's more of a strategic play as we bring in some other services. As many probably know, Rochester Regional just merged with another organization here in Rochester. So we want to really take advantage of bringing together those service lines into one integrated area and planning more of a large formal opening really in Q1 of 2015. But, you know, the group right now is getting excited, nervous. The departments they're supporting are, you know, excited that, you know, the team members who are, you know, answering the phones for them, you know, using Epic and scheduling appointments will be in this highly functional space.
And you quickly mentioned that not that building a brand new center and bringing in existing staff and technology was enough, we decided, well, let's take on a merger during this entire process. And as Jason mentioned, Rochester merged with Unity right there in Rochester and create what is now Rochester Regional, and a very powerful, hopefully, which will be a very integrated system providing care for Western New York. And I think that having a centralized contact center in the long run will make this transition and migration into one organization much easier. Of course, you have to consider the different technologies in play and the different workflows and, of course, the cultures. But I think in the long run, this is a very good move to continue down this road and hopefully streamline the experience for the patients.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's part of, you know, the planning process was, you know, knew this was, you know, on the horizon. So as we plan to grow and expand, definitely make sure we have enough room. You know, our campus we're on is a fairly large campus. We moved into about 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and by the end of 2014, it'll be completely maxed out, obviously with plans for us to expand in certain areas of it, but no new construction will be going on. So in such a little amount of time, such a large campus was, you know, completely gutted and renovated and fit for a lot of our business operations for the organization, as well as some clinical.
So, Jason, I'm a call center representative. I wake up Monday morning, the 29th, and I'm going into work. What can I expect the first day in the new building?
We're hoping a lot of excited team members, you know, the leaders, everyone from our steering committee and the project. You know, we want to be engaged in, you know, making sure they have a great day one and beyond. You know, the space itself, when you walk in and see it, and construction complete, it's difficult to picture now with all the hard hats and workers getting it all ready to go. But really just want that to be an inviting space and somewhere that, you know, that call center rep wants to come every day. You know, we've done a great job thinking of not only the physical space, but the ergonomic needs, the chairs we've selected, the desks. We actually have monitors. Everyone will have two monitors on movable arms, so if you want to stand up, sit down, move monitors wide apart, you have that flexibility. So, you know, really wanted to make a place that's comfortable for team members. You know, being on the phones is not always the best job, but it's definitely one of the most important jobs here at Rochester Regional.
Very well put. So I'm assuming over the weekend, IT communications, they're moving all of the equipment from their existing cubes over to the new space, or are you guys buying all new equipment there?
Yeah, so we did have to buy some new part of our buying. We actually decided to purchase these back in May for our project is we want to get state-of-the-art headsets. You know, if we're on the phone, we need headsets that are going to last 8 hours that are rated very highly. So we have, you know, did purchase those and actually decided we're not going to wait till we move in. We're going to let the team members use them now, get used to them. So when we do move, you know, there is some of that familiarity they're familiar. Will be moving current machines, current phones. We do have IP-based phones here, which is a fairly easy move for us. So been hot and heavy today. At noon, we had a deadline to get all of our cube and office assignments out to our movers. We have engaged a moving company to move them. Some who are located outside of this building or on different floors. We have IT following right behind the furniture installers. The furniture's all up. Now the IT is actually wiring it, beginning to, you know, label all the drops and get everything over. And we're moving whatever we can now. But really, Friday, 4 p.m. on the 26th is when we will be hot and heavy working through the weekend with, you know, IT moving those 80-plus people upstairs.
From a patient's perspective, when they're calling in on the 29th, there should be, if all goes well, which I'm very confident will with the testing, there's nothing different that they need to do, correct? They're not calling different numbers. They're calling the same numbers that they would call before, correct?
Same numbers, and we've, you know, as part of this, you know, this, call it a project, but it's really a program and initiative of the organization. So we've also, and have launched some of these early, have some standard phone trees. So whether you call a PED site or a specialty site, it's actually the same phone options, the same voice, Spanish options at every site that we offer here. So we wanted to also begin, you know, that's really the next wave after we move in, is to really take a look at, you know, making that a single branded standard experience.
Right. So, Jason, we're approaching the end of our show, believe it or not. This has been a tremendous amount of information, especially for those organizations that are looking to centralize and what it really takes to build your own from truly the ground up, because I saw it when there was nothing there but concrete and studs. So any last thoughts for our audience, anything that they should consider as they consider this journey?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to start up, but definitely stay with the stops and goes and unknowns, but it's definitely very rewarding, as you mentioned, to see, you know, a site that was basically a four walls, empty and not used, turned into a really a functional, state-of-the-art space. And it is a lot of work and you know, a lot of change from an operations perspective, but you know, we're hoping to experience the benefits right out of the gate on the 29th.
Fantastic. And Jason, if I can invite you back after you've been up and running for a couple of months, I'd love to have you back to the show to talk about some lessons learned and how everything is going.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we plan on it going as smooth as possible, but everyone knows, you know, there will be some of those unknowns that come up, and we're prepared. We'll have 24/7 support there, you know, at least through the first week, and make some leadership calls as to, you know, when that could go back to the normal process. So, you know, really committed to make sure this is really a seamless change, not only for the team members, but for the patient.
Great. Well, first-hand experience watching this and working with you, Jason, and the team. Kudos to you guys. You've had the leadership from the top. You put your head down and just gone through this. And there's been, like you said, there's been ups and downs throughout the process. But I think I told one of your leaders the other day, this is one of the few construction projects that I have been a part of that when you set this date, I think about, I don't know, at least 6 months ago, you are hitting it. And there's very few times that I can remember that was accomplished. So great job to you and to the entire Rochester Regional team.
Thank you. Yep, getting in a few days early, so we're proud to be able to take advantage of those extra days in preparation.
All right. So thanks so much, Jason, for joining us. I learned a lot. I hope our listeners did too. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact myself or Jason directly at Rochester Regional. This will conclude our show for today. Please remember to check our website at SingalaConsulting.com for future episodes as well as archive of today's show. Thank you and have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today, and please visit us at SingulaConsulting.com to learn more about how we can help your organization realize their investments. Remember to always put the patient at the center of every decision you make.